Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's Bez Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Samach Vav. Good morning, Mordechai. Good morning, Stephen. We left off at the end of the Mishnah on the top of Samach Vav Amid Aleph, beginning with the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Halacha Zu Nis'alma Mibnei Besera. This halacha that Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, like this year, that we shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, that the shechting of the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to violate Shabbos to shecht the Korban Pesach. This halacha, unbelievably, was forgotten by the B'nai B'Seira. The B'nai B'Seira were the Nesiei HaSanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. They forgot this halacha. Now, some of the Mefarshim say over here, it's impossible to say that the B'nai B'Seira actually forgot the halacha, that Erev Pesach, that Shechit is Docha Shabbos. I mean, this halacha happens like every 7 years. Like, how do they not know about it? So some say it just means that they forgot the reason. Not that they knew the halacha, but they forgot why it was true. That's one opinion. In the Yushalmi, it seems to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged a miracle in the Hashamayim that they should forget that the halacha was that Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, you can shecht the Korban Pesach, so that Hillel should come to prominence, as you will see from the story, that Hillel came to prominence through the story. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Halacha Zu Nis'alma Mibnei B'Seira. They didn't know the halacha. And simple pesach means they didn't know the halacha at all. Some say means they know the reason. Pamach Haschal Arba'as Lios B'Shabbos. So one time it happened like this year, the 14th fell out on Shabbos. Shachachu V'lo Yadu Ima Pesach Dochas HaShabbos. They forgot, they didn't know whether the shechit of the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos or not. Imlav. Amru, Klum Yesh Adam Shiyodeh Im Pesach Dochas HaShabbos Imlav. Is there anybody here in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, is there anybody here who knows the halacha? Does Erev Pesach, do we violate Shabbos to shecht the Korban Pesach or not? I guess the other option is you wait till the night to shecht, or you shecht the day before, I don't know. Amru lehem, Adam echad yesh she'olah mi-Bavel. There is one Jew who just made Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, v'Hillel ha-Bavli shemo. And his name was Hillel the Babylonian. The Mefarshim say over here that there's a Gemara somewhere that says that the Talmidei Chacham in Bavel knew twice as much as every Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. One of them is worth two in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Gemara in Ksuvis, Ayin Hey. Sheben Bavel ha'ol al Eretz Yisrael shakol bepikhuso kishnayim mibnei ha'makom. Anyway, Sheshim eshnei gedolei adar shmai v'avtalyu, and he learned by two big Talmidei Chachamim, Shmai and Avtalyu. V'yodeya im Pesach tochas Shabbos imlav. He'll know. Shalchu v'karlo, they sent him, Amalo klomata yodeya im Pesach tochas Shabbos imlav. Do you know whether or not the Shechit is a Korban Pesach is tochas Shabbos or not? Amar lahem, he said to them, what are you guys talking about? V'chi Pesach echad yesh lanu b'shana shadochas Shabbos. You think the Shiloh only comes up once a year, or once every 7 years, whatever, Erev Pesach Shechalos B'Shabbos. V'alo harba yosim yimasayim psachim yesh lanu shadochanos HaShabbos. We have 200 karbanos a year, which are very similar to the Korban Pesach. Every Shabbos, every Korban Tamid, every Korban Musaf, meaning any Korban that has to be brought at a specific time. So there's 200 of them, there's more than 50 weeks a year, there's shnei kvasim b'nei shah, there's two olas, shnei tamidim u'musafim, two karbanos musaf, two tamidim. That's more than 200 animals every year. Yesh lanu b'shana shadochan es haShabbos. Just like the karban tamid is docha Shabbos, so too the karban Pesach. Amru lo, minayin lach. Okay, we know the karban tamid, but how do you know the karban Pesach has the same din as the karban tamid? Amar lahem, ne'emar mo'ado b'pesach v'ne'emar mo'ado b'tamid. Ma mo'ado amar b'tamid, mo'ado, in its time. Ma mo'ado amar b'tamid dochas haShabbos. We'll see how they knew that the mo'ado means that in a moment. Af mo'ado amar b'pesach doche es haShabbos. Now, Tosfos, in the top Tosfos here, points out that the mashmos of this Gemara is that they didn't just learn from the word b'mo'ado afilu b'Shabbos. The Gemara later on is going to seem to say, it says, by Pesach, it says b'mo'ado, forget Tamid. By Pesach itself, B'mo'ado. So it sounds like from this Gemara, it's not just learned up from the Mashmos of B'mo'ado, as the Gemara is going to explain. So this, actually, Tosus points out, it's a Machlokas Tanaim, what the exact source is. Is it just, it says, K'chol Chukas HaPesach, right? V'yasuas HaPesach B'mo'ado. So B'mo'ado, the extra B'mo'ado means that, no, even if it falls out on Shabbos, you got to do it on Shabbos. That's one way of learning it. Or the comparison to Tum. Tosus just points out there's two different sources. It sounds like it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Tosus says that in the Tav Tosus. So ma mo'ado amar b'tamei dochas haShabbos, af mo'ado amar pes dochas haShabbos. V'od, and another way I can know it from is from a kal v'chomer. The Gemara is going to discuss why he needed two reasons. Kal v'chomer, ma tamid she'ein enosh kares dochas haShabbos. If you don't bring the carbon tam, there's no chiv kares, yet it's dochas haShabbos. Pesach she'anosh kares, eno din she'dochas haShabbos. Miyad, unbelievable. Now this is unbelievable, this line of the Gemara. Miyad, Hoshivu Barosh, Uminu Naselem. Can you imagine nowadays there's a rabbi in shul, he's giving a drasha, some guy in the shul, the rabbi realizes the guy in the shul knows more than him, so the rabbi says, you know what? I'm stepping down as rabbi, you should now be the rabbi. That's what happened over here. The B'nai B'Seira saw what a big Talmud Chacham Hillel was. They said, Miyad Hoshivu Barosh, Uminu Lenasi Aleim. They placed him as the head of the Sanhedrin. The Meiri writes that anyone who is appointed to be the Nasi, to lead the generation B'divrei Torah, so he should be Shalei Mubaki B'chol Inyani Harav Yodei Lahashiv L'chol. He has to not answer all the kashas. And if he sees in himself that he's not Roy and there's somebody else who's more Roy, he shouldn't be embarrassed to take a step back and give it over to the person who's more Roy. And the Yerushalmi quotes that the B'nai B'Seir were from three people. Shehinichu Kisreim Ba'olam Hazeh. They got rid of their nesius in this world. V'yarshu Chai Olam Haba. Unbelievable. That's a big madrega. That's not so easy to do. For a rabbi to step aside and say, somebody knows more than me, you be the rabbi. Big madrega. V'haya Doresh Kol Hayom Kula B'Hilchas HaPesach. And so that day that Hillel was appointed as Nasi, he was dashning the laws of Pesach. I guess it was right around Erev Pesach, or maybe it was Erev Pesach. So he was dashning all the laws of Pesach. David, here you go. He was dashing all the laws of Pesach the whole day. And now what happened is even more unbelievable. Even more unbelievable. Now, Hillel was a big anav. However, something happened over here. Unbelievable. Even Hillel, the Gemara is going to say, he got the gedula on this day, and at least in some respect, there's a lot of discussion about what exactly was going on over here. I'm sure Mordechai, you'll give me your pshat afterwards. You'll tell me your version of this afterwards. Hischil mekantaron bedvarim. He started making fun of the B'nai B'Seira, or not making fun of the B'nai B'Seira, but agitating them or giving them musr with certain words on the fact that they forgot this halacha, that they didn't know this halacha. Omar lahen. So Hillel said to the B'nai B'Seira, mi garm lachem she'ela mi bavel ve'eyeh nasi aleichem. What caused me to come here from Bavel and to be the Nasi? Atzlus Shahisa Bachem. You guys are lazy. Shaloshi Mashnim Shnei Gedolei Adar Shmaya Vavtalion. That you didn't do enough learning by the big Talmid Chacham that you have in Eretz Yisrael. You should have spent more time learning more by these people, and it was your laziness that you didn't engage in learning Torah enough. That's why this happened to you. And we're going to see in a moment, the Gemara is going to say Hillel was punished for doing this. But at the same time, so the Mefarshim here say, Hillel really said this as a statement of humility, in that he himself wasn't really Roy to be Nasi, that's what he meant to say, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was punishing the B'nai B'Seira. It wasn't the fact that he was such a great person, but Hashem was punishing the B'nai B'Seira because of their laziness. And he was trying to just give them Musar that you can't be lazy when it comes to learning Torah. So said the Ben Yoyada. Other Achronim say, from the language of the Yushalmi, since they appointed him to be the Nasi, before he was a Nasi, he wasn't giving Musar because he thought they were just arrogant and they wouldn't accept any Musar from him. And that's why they lost the halachas. But now he saw they weren't arrogant, Adarabba, they stepped aside. For him, so it's not the arrogance, so it must just have been laziness. It's not arrogance, it's just that they didn't spend enough time learning, so that's why now he all of a sudden criticized them, but he didn't criticize them before. He thought they were arrogant. Now he said they weren't arrogant, so he gave them Musar, assuming they would accept the Musar. But the Gemara still says that Hillel was wrong for the way he handled this. The Gemara is going to say that in a minute. So, Amr Lo, but apparently the B'nai B'Seira were not, they weren't turned off by this. Amr Lo, Rebbe, Shachach V'lo Hevi Sakim Erev Shabbos Ma'al. Let's say, so we know now you taught us that you're going to Shecht on Shabbos. Let's say you forgot to bring the knife on Erev Shabbos. You live in Yerushalayim or you live in Tel Aviv, and you're bringing your Karban Pesach now on Shabbos. So that's a discussion. How are you allowed to carry it? We talked about that, or we're going to talk about it more. Rechai Nose Satsmo. Oh, very good. Excellent. Excellent, Baruch. So you could have sent the knife to Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos, but you forgot. You didn't. You didn't do it. So now you want to carry the knife to Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. What should you do? Mahu. What should you do? You're not allowed to carry the knife because you could have done it from yesterday. Very good. Very good. It was pasha to them that carrying the knife is not docha Shabbos. Right. So says Rashi. Good. So Amar Lahen, so what does Hillel say? Halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. The Gemara is going to say that was his punishment. Because he was a Baal Gaiva a little bit over them. He all of a sudden became the head guy and said, you guys don't know anything. So he should have been more sensitive to that. So he forgot the halacha. But let's watch tomorrow and see how all the Jewish people bring their karbanos to Yerushalayim. Lamachar, I guess the next day was Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. Misha Pischo Tlat, the guy, again, you're allowed to bring either a sheep or a goat. So if you brought a sheep, Tochavo B'Tzamro, they stuck the knives into the wool of the sheep and let the animal carry it in that weird way. The Gemara is going to have a large discussion about why that was okay, or was that okay. Umisha Pischo Gedi, if you had a goat, Tochvo Bein Karnav. The goat doesn't have such thick hair, so you would stick it in the goat's horns. Ra Maise Viniska Halacha. When Hillel saw the people doing this, he remembered. I remember now that Shmai Vavtalion taught us that that is the correct way. That is the correct way to do this.
Rabbeinu Mechila, I think we see that Hillel did Shiva, the Gemara Shabbos Lamed Aleph, when Hillel was taking a shower right before Shabbos, and the Talmud came and shepherded him and asked him very, very basic questions that any Yid would know, and he showed him all the patience and humility.
I knew I was going to get the pshat from you, Mordechai. I knew it. I knew I was going to get the pshat from you. Gevaldik. Okay, Gevaldik, I wish I knew anything that I remembered from the whole Masech Shabbos, but okay. Gevaldik, fantastic. Let's continue. Let's continue. So, Omar Ma. Nemar Moado B'Pesach, V'Nemar Moado B'Tamid. Ma Moado Amar B'Tamid Do Chesha Shabbos. Just like Moado that was stayed by the Karban Tamid, you bring the Karban Tamid, you shecht it even on Shabbos. Af Moado Amar Pesach Doche Shabbos. Asks the Gemara of the Tamid, Gufe Minal and Dachi Shabbos. Why, where's the assumption? How do you know that the Karban Tamid itself? Ilema Mishim Dechsev Bebe Moado. That doesn't help. It says it by Pesach too. Pesach Nami Hoksev Bebe Moado. Ella Moado Lo Mashmele. Hachanam Moado Lo Mashmele. So you see, you can't learn it out from Moado. Ella Amar Kra. Olas Shabbos bishabato, al olas atamid, michlal, ola de tamid kreve bishabbos. That's the simple shot of the pasuk. Olas Shabbos bishabato, al olas atamid. So the Gemara learns out from there that by the regular carbon tamid is docha Shabbos. If the regular carbon tamid is docha Shabbos, so too the carbon pesach on erev pesach shchalis bishabbos is docha Shabbos. Omer ma. V'od kal v'chomer. So he had a drasha plus a kal v'chomer. U'matamid she'in anashkaris dochas ha-shabbos. Pesach she'anashkaris she'in adin she'dochas ha-shabbos. Asks the Gemara, it's not a good kal v'chomer. Ikel ha-mifrach. We could ask a pircha against the kal v'chomer. Malatamid. Tamid has a few things over Karban Pesach. The whole idea of a kal v'chomer is that Karban Pesach is more chomer. So if the halach applies that Tamid is dochas ha-shabbos, kal v'chomer Pesach is. But the Gemara has a pircha because we see a bunch of things that Karban Tamid is more chomer than Pesach. Malatamachikin tadir. First of all, it's every day. Vikalil, it's completely burnt. So that's more holy. It's all for Hashem, as opposed to the Karban Pesach. that parts of it are eaten. So the Gemara says, to answer the Gemara, Kavachomer Amalu Bereisha, you're right. First he told them the Kavachomer Upachua, and then they asked this Pircha, they rejected it. V'hada Amalu Gzera Shava, says the Gemara, but why did he start with his weak arsenal? Why didn't he go to his stronger argument first? V'chimeacher the Gemara Gzera Shava, once he had the Gzera Shava in his pocket, Kavachomer Lamali, what did he need the Kavachomer Bechlal? Answer the Gemara, Ella. No, you're right. Really, he had the Gzeir Shev, he didn't need the Kavachom. Ella. Lididuhu Kamar Luhu. He was saying it to them, Lishitasam. You guys who didn't know any of this. Bishlama Gzeir Shev, lo Gamrisu. How could you guys have not known this? Okay, maybe the Gzeir Shev, so we have Alacha, Ein Adam Dan Gzeir Shev Me'atzmo. You're not allowed to learn your own Gzeir Shev, you have to have a tradition. So, I get it that you didn't know the Gzeir Shev, maybe you didn't have a tradition. But what about the Kavachomer? But the Kavachomer that a person is done Me'atzmo, why didn't you learn the Kavachomer? Amrulay, they responded to him and said, Kavachomer Prichahu. It's not a good Kavachomer. It's interesting, Machlokas Arishonim just jumped into my head right this second. We all know that a Kavachomer you're allowed to do on your own, and a Gzeir Shev you're not allowed to do on your own. What about the other 11? Midos Shaton Adreshes Ben. Binyanav Mikosav Echad, Binyanav Shtek Suvim, Klala Prat, Frat, Klala, we'll get back to say. Some people say, and the Brises in the beginning of Vayikarabba, some of them have 32 Midos Shaton Adreshes Ben, or a lot more. So what about all those? Can you learn those on your own? Or do you have to have a tradition from your Rebbe? We only have explicit in the Gemara the two extremes. Gzeir Shev, you have to have a tradition. Kavachom, you can learn by yourself. What about everything in between? It's Machlokas who we've shown him. I forgot where it is, but Rashi and others have a dispute about this. Maybe look it up later. Okay, Amar Mar Lamachar. So the Mishnah said, Misha Pisla Tule Tochiv Lo Betzamro Gedi Tochiv Lo Bin Karnam. So you're allowed to carry the knife to the Beis Hamikdash in this little bit of a bizarre way. Asks the Gemara, V'haka Oved Avoda Bekodshim. How are you allowed to use an animal designated as a carbon to do avoda for you? Where do you know that it's also to do avoda bekachim? So there's a pasuk in Re'eh, Aser Taser, right? Lo sa'avod bevachor shorecha. You're not allowed to do avoda in a bechor. Okay, that's by bechor. So Rashi over here quotes that pasuk. So the Meiri adds that it sounds like even that we learn a binyanav. That tells me you're not allowed to work a bechor. We learn out of binyanav all karbanos. And the Sifri sounds like that as well. However, Rabbeinu Chananel explains, it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan. It's Nirek Osa Malacha B'Kodshim.
Yesterday's Gemara B'Chor was in the plural, all this Pesukim, right? Is that by
B'Chor? B'Chor was also the source yesterday correct. For Pesach and Meiser.
Right? Correct.
Right, Damam. Correct. So anyway, so it sounds like there's an Isra Avodah B'Kachim. Either Midin D'Oraisa learned out from this, or it looks like it. Answer the Gemara. Ki Hillel. No. So maybe they pulled shtick like Hillel. Desanya Amr Lev Al Hillel Miyam Av Lomal Adam Ba'olaso. No one ever violated Me'ila with his carbon Ola, because he was Makbid, never to be Makdish the carbon, till he got to the Beis HaMikdash. Ella Mevia Chulin Lazara, he brought it as a non-carbon into the Beis HaMikdash. Umakdisha, he would be makdish it in the Beis HaMikdash. V'somech yado alea v'shochata. In that short amount of time, nobody would ever be able to be violate Mila. That was the shtick that he did. How is he allowed to bring an animal that was not a carbon into the Beis HaMikdash? So, Gemara says in Baba Basra, Peyal of Chulin Koflamet, it's usher to bring Chulin Lazara. That's only if you do some avoda to them as if they were a carbon. However, here he did nothing to it. He's just bringing it on the way to be a carbon. So Tosis Nibramaslo Mivia talks about this question. Second Tosis on the page. But take a look at the Tosis. Perakamokas Asfina Gavikona Shtei Ilanos Lechesh Dilma Labikurim V'Kamayel Chulin LaAzara. So Tosfos addresses this issue. Well, apparently Hillel held there was no problem in this way. The Ran writes that Hillel was makdish the carbon right at the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. Not once he got in, but at the entrance, so he wouldn't have the problem of bringing chulun la'azara. You're not allowed to bring a non-carbon into the Beis HaMikdash. So he did it at the entrance, but he didn't actually bring it in. Okay. So, ask the Gemara, Pesach b'Shabbos heichi matzi makdish la. But how could he be makdish it on Shabbos if he didn't makdish it yesterday, v'atanan? Ein makdishin v'ein ma'arichin v'ein machrimin. You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos. The first three, making something hektish, saying erki olai, ma'arichin, donating your value to the Beis HaMikdash, or machrimin, behemazu cherim, that's the equivalent of taking an animal and giving it kedushas bedek habayis. Some say stam charamim lekohanim. It's machlokas tanaim elsewhere. Whether it's Rashi says that it means you're donating the value of the animal to Bedek Habayis to the Beis Hamidash. Tosas Yontif writes that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Erechin Chavches. However, the Chachamim holds stam charamim lekohanim. Doesn't go to Bedek Habayis, goes to the kohanim. Machlokas, what you do? What's the din if you say behemazu cherim? Anyway. And you're also not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisis on Shabbos. Why? Because that's misakin. You're misakin man. It's like makah bepatish. A told of makah bepatish because you're rendering food that was previously unfit for consumption. Now it's fit for consumption. So by fixing the food, you're violating makah bepatish. Kol elu beyond the ramakav chomer Shabbos. So how are you allowed to be makdish the animal on Shabbos? And it's the Gemara. Hani mili bechovas shein kavul lehem zman. What do you mean? If I'm allowed to shech the carbon on Shabbos, I'm allowed to designate it also. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, makdish adam is pischo b'Shabbos v'chagigaso b'yantiv. Ask the Gemara v'halom mechamer. How are you allowed to carry the knife on the wool of the sheep or whatever it was? You're violating the isser mechamer. What's mechamer? If you remember the Daf Yomi from Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel. Shabbos Kufnun Gimel. Mechamer is. You're not allowed to have your animal carry for you. You're behind it. You put something on the animal, and you're going to walk with it. We learned that out in Masechet Shabbos, Kufnu Gimel Beis. The Gemara there learns the Issa from the Pasuk, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha Ato Vincha Uvehem Techa. And Rashi in Shabbos there explains that Stam Malacha Ha'asuya Yidei Adam Ubehema Yachad, a Malacha done by animal and man together, is the animal's carrying something for the person. Rabbeinu Chananel says this is not really mechamer; it's only nirek mechamer. And Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau explains his opinion that the iser mechamer midoraisa is only when he's carrying the animal; he's leading the animal only for the purpose of carrying the object on the back of the animal. However, here he's bringing the animal because he needs the animal in Beis HaMikdash. The knife is secondary, so it's nirek mechamer. Okay, fine. But ask the Gemara, so it's some type of mechamer. Answers the Gemara, this is not the normal Mechamer. Mechamer kalacha yad. You're doing it with a shinoi. Ask the Gemara, Mechamer kalacha yad nami, nehid yisur, daraisa lek yisur, midarabana mi'eka. Should still be midarabana, even if you're doing it in a strange way. Answers the Gemara, you're right. It is an isur darabana. But hainu the kabaymane, that's why the B'nai B'seir were asking Hillel, is it mutter or not? Davar sheyesh lo hetem in haTorah. U devar shavus omid lefanav. It's an isur darabana. Lo akro kalacha yad. Maybe when you do a malacha al yidei shinui, maybe it's even a lower level drabana. That's what the mefarshim say here. B'mako mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah to do, and it's an issa drabana. That's exactly what they ask him. Is it issa drabana docha Shabbos for this or not? My, what's the halacha? That was exactly the question. Amar lahan, and Hillel said, I forgot the halacha. Halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. El hanichla nisrael, mein neviyim eim, b'nei neviyim eim. So let's watch and see how Klal Yisrael brings, and that's the way he remembered that, yeah, even though there's an Issa Derabanan, it's Kalach Hayad, it's a low-level Derabanan, it's Mechamer Kalach Hayad Midrabanan, but when I saw Klal Yisrael bring it, that it must be that for the sake of the Karban Pesach, to violate this low-level Derabanan, if you're allowed to shecht for the sake of the Karban Pesach, so this low-level Derabanan of doing Mechamer Agidei Shinui is okay. And now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Kol HaMisyaher, anyone who becomes a Baal Gaiva, arrogance, Gaiva, is the worst midah a Jew could have. It's the yesod of all All humility is the root of all mitzvahs ben adam lamakom. It's the root of all mitzvahs ben adam lachaveiro. When you're a humble person, so it's all about the Rabbanu Shlom, and you're ben adam lamakom, and it's all about other people, and you're ben adam lachaveiro. So the Gemara here says very clearly, Amarav kala misyaher, anybody who becomes a balgaiva, im chacham hu chachmasam istalekes mimenu, if you're a wise person, you're a balgaiva, you're going to lose your wisdom, im navihu, even if you're a navi, nivuasam istalekes mimenu, you're nivua, you're going to lose your nivua. Im chacham hu chachmasam istalekes mimenu, where do we learn that from? Mi Hillel. From this story with Hillel, we learn it out. He started feeling a little bit of a Baal Gaiva that he knew the halacha, they didn't know the halacha, and he made them feel badly about that. Karmelu, over Karmelu, right away he said, halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. He was punished. And he forgot the halacha because he became a Baal Gaiva. Im navihu nevuasim steleks mimenu, midvora. We learned this from Devora. This week's Haftorah! What a daf yomi coincidence! Can you imagine such a thing? Daf Samach Vav, Mamish, a pasuk from this week's Haftorah. What a daf yomi coincidence. Now, I don't know too much Navi, and I'm embarrassed to say, I don't know too much Navi, but Shiras Devorah, I knew was in the same parsha as Yashir. That much of the Haftorah I know. I don't know too much else. But Im Navihu Nivuasim Stalax Menu, Mi Devorah, Dechsiv. What does Devorah say in this week's Haftorah? Unbelievable. Chadlu Prazon B'Yisrael Chadlu. Chadelu, ad shakamti devorah shakamti im b'Yisrael. People were scared to live in unwalled cities until I became the ruler and I protected the Jewish people. It sounds a little bit like arrogance. What happens at the end of the Shira? Uksiv, uri uri devorah uri uri dabri shir. Apparently, in the middle of Shira's devorah, the Gemara says, she stopped singing. The nevuah was taken away from her. She had to daven that she should get back the nevuah because she bragged about the fact that she was protecting the Jewish people. The Gemara says she lost the nevuah. Unbelievable, Gemara. Unbelievable. How much you have to stay away from arrogance. The Meiri here writes that since this punishment causes a person to be embarrassed, it's mida keneged mida against the gaiva. Right? You lost that. Why is it mida keneged mida? You thought you knew everything. Now we're telling you you don't know everything. Mida keneged mida. The Maharal adds, when a person is thinks he saw such a big shot, and he's not a simple person, so he's caring about gashmias too much. Because you want to be a gashmi, so we'll take away your ruchnias from you. Nevua is built in chachma, is built in gashmias. Classic Maharal. Okay, the Gemara says elsewhere also. Call Misha Yeshbo Gasus Aruch, person who has arrogance, Ki'ilu over the Avodah Zarah. He's Meruchak Me Hashem. Anyway, arrogance is bad. Every drop of arrogance, right? That's why it says, Ma'od Ma'od Heve Shval Ruach. The Mishnah Perkei Avos says, not enough to. Usually the Mishnah says you're supposed to take the middle road of things. Don't be too humble, don't be too arrogant. When it comes to humility, you're not supposed to take the middle road. Ma'od Ma'od Heve Shval Ruach. You have to be very, very, very humble. You have to go very far to that side of the equation. The Rambam, same thing. Correct, exactly right. Rambam in Perek Vav, I think, in Hilchos Deis. Correct. Correct, Alan. Machlokas, yeah, what happens? Either, right. Rashi says that Devorah's arrogance was that she caused the Jewish people to stop being scared. And Rashi says the problem was that she made fun of the previous rulers who weren't strong enough to protect the Jewish people. But the Maharsha says no. It's just that she said that the reason they won the war is because of her. And she didn't even mention Barak ben Avinoam, who fought. Okay, different opinions, what her arrogance was. Okay, Reish Lakish Amar, Kol Adam Shekoes, Im Chachamu Chachmasam Stalaksim Yeru, a person who gets angry, he loses his wisdom. Im navihu nivuasim stalakas mimenu. Im chachamu chachmasim stalakas mimenu. Mi Moshe. Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. He forgot halachas. Three places. The Gemara here only quotes one. There's really three places. Tichsiv. Vayiktsof Moshe Abkudi Achel. He got angry. Vigomer. Uksiv. When it came to the parsha of teaching Geulei Midyan, the whole din of Bliya, that how you kasher pats and everything, that'll buy. Vayomer Elazar HaKohen Anshei HaTzavah Vayomer Chamaz. Zoschus HaTorah. Hashem Tziva Hashem is Moshe Vigomer. Hashem commanded it to Moshe, but Elazar, Mechlal de Moshe Yalamina, he forgot it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that Lacha, Moshe forgot it because he got angry. Getting angry, another another midah to run away from. Right, the Medrash quotes there's two other places this is true. No time now to go into it, but there are two other places in Chumash where Moshe got angry and also lost halachas in there as well. Right, he got angry at the people who didn't listen to the man halachas, and he forgot to teach them Hilchas Shabbos. And on the eighth day of the Miluim, he got angry at Elazar and Yisamar, who burnt the Sar HaChatas, and he forgot the halacha that they were allowed to, that it was usher for them to eat it because of the aninus. He forgot the halacha. Im Navi hu nivasim stachs nimeno me alisha tichsiv lulei pnei yoshavet melech yudani nosei im abid alecha vime ereka. He got very upset at Yehoram, and he said, the only reason I came here to visit you is because of Yehoshaphat. He got angry at Yehoram. Afterwards, it says, he lost his nevuah. He was so angry, he needed somebody to play some music to calm him down that he was able to remember the nevuah. Right, interesting gemara here that a person has to be besimcha when he hears in order to be a navi, you have to hear good music. It's a very nice mucker that the importance of good music in Yiddishkeit. Good music could bring out real special nevuah, ruchnias, or in person when he's in a good mood and he's singing good music. So Elisha needed a good niggin to put him in the right mood to be here it sounds like it was just to get rid of the anger. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish Kol Shekoyis, I feel a post going to love Gedula Min HaShamayim. Anyone who gets angry, even if he's destined Min HaShamayim for Gedula, Moridin also. They're going to remove the Gedula from him. The Maharal writes, because a leader has to be calm. The main job of a leader is to be calm. He has to keep the people calm. He has to be calm. So if he's going to be a guy who gets angry, so he's not the right personality to be a leader. So says the Maharal. Kol Shekoyis, I think in my lifetime, one time I saw my father get angry. It was like a kid in camp, lit a fire in a bunk with kids inside it. But otherwise, my father was probably the most calm person I ever met. Amaris, that's why he was a good leader. Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, Kol Shekoyis, Afilu Poskin Olav Gedula. Anyone who got angry, even if he was destined for a Gedula, Min HaShemayim Marinoso, they're going to take it away. Minolan Me Eliyav, David HaMelech's brother. Shnemar.
Oh,
you just came to watch the war. What are you doing here? He didn't know that David was sent by Yishai to bring food to his brothers who were fighting the battle. He said, what are you, little wimp? What are you doing here? This war is not for you. Got angry at him. When Shmuel came to anoint David, when he passed over all the brothers, Bechuluksiv, all the other brothers said, no, this is not the right one. When it came to Eliyahu, Eliyahu said, Vayom Hashem of Shmuel, Al tabeit el mareu. Don't look at him, El gvoa komaso ki ma'astiu. Sounds like he used to be roi and now is not. Until that point, he was roi, but because of the fact that he got angry at David HaMelech, wow, amazing Gemara. Maybe he would have been the man. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. But he got angry at David, he lost, he was stronger, he was bigger, he was tougher. He would have been the better ruler, but they took it away from him because he got angry. If you're easy to anger, then you don't belong in a position of leadership. I will say, have a wonderful day.
'Kay. Thank you.
Rabbi. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.